a dog's vagina. So
we got that part on tape.
Technically,
boom. There. You know what? Play that before the opening music starts.
Cheers and welcome to A Bit Drunk. This is the Bit Pubs audio podcast, wherein we discuss a myriad of topics revolving around console gaming, whilst drinking many fine craft stills and craft beers. My name is Ian Greer, and joining me this time around, 200 degrees, Mr. Fahrenheit, Danny Gwynn.
Hello, everybody.
He is the champion, James Lambert.
Hi.
Alright,
that
was
surprising. Also hanging out with us, a girl! Yeah! Cooties! Finkel Finkel, ladies and gentlemen! Yeah!
She got the clap.
It's the French special guest.
Welcome to our podcast. We gave you the clap.
We gave you the clap. Yeah, well. Now get out and spread it around. We got a lot of fun for you this time around. Danny Gwynn's going to take you through it. Danny Gwynn?
Yeah, so this time we're talking about mobile gaming versus portable consoles. Is the portable console dying out? Is mobile gaming taking over? Or is that also on the way out? Should we combine the two? Is there a way to save one or both of those? All that and more as we get into A Bit Drunk.
It'll actually come to you for a little bit because you got a lot of interesting stuff to drink.
And eat.
Oh, I did. I don't drink beer because it tastes like stale bread. so I skipped that. I talked to these microphones. They're so much cuter than this microphone.
That one's a robot penis.
Yeah. So
that does the 1980s.
It's okay, robot penis. It's okay.
Yeah, Faye, so...
Is it not another 48 hours?
Sure.
But I just didn't... Never mind.
Carry it.
What is it? Are we playing Majora's Mask? Oh.
Eddie Murphy. Let's go.
The dawn of the third
Keep
day?
Keep going. Hey, Faye, what are you drinking?
Yeah. Currently I'm drinking gin and tonic out of a coffee mug. Before
that's the best thing that I've ever been
sitting on this podcast. Lassie Lassie over there.
And before that I was drinking spiced pear liqueur and tea out of the same coffee mug. Both from St. George's
in
Alameda, California.
There's a drought here. It's important to save water.
Do you know how much water is in your fucking beer?
No, there's a lot of beer in my fucking beer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
and we cover this in the podcast, but the only game I play with true regularity is Two Dots. And before that, the
Just
only...
Just when you're pooping.
No, all the time.
Number two.
That's the number
I also, for the record, am not married and therefore have never pooped. And
it's true.
That's story
it,
checks out.
Yeah. What else do I play? I play Zelda on the 3DS occasionally on weekends. And the only
how are you liking that, by the way?
I enjoy, it's harder than I want it to be.
Is this the new
mostly because I want it to
Link,
be
Link Between Worlds? Been playing Link Between Worlds.
To be
so
fair,
that, it's actually a sequel to what may be my most favorite Zelda game of all time.
Okay, to be fair, all I want to do is play Nintendo 64 Zelda Ocarina of Time, but I don't own a television, so it doesn't make sense to buy a gaming console to buy that game. It would be a ridiculous startup.
Exactly. So wait, have you been playing Ocarina of Time 3D?
No.
You've been playing Link Between
yeah,
Worlds.
And okay. I don't have that game memorized, so it's harder to figure out.
Whereas you do have Ocarina
yes.
of Time memorized.
Yes.
So you can play it by almost.
Yes,
by
mostly I just.
Whistle the song.
I can't whistle.
Time travel song, go.
I can't whistle, and I usually only play until I get the horse, because that's really what matters, and I don't have to do that entire like remaining two-thirds of the game. I mean, I've done it a couple of times, but the horse is really where my focus is.
Faye likes horses, everyone.
Hello.
As long as they're 47 hands tall.
Fun fact, horses are 45 to 57 hands tall.
They're lying to you.
Also, we're really dumb.
Yeah. Also true.
I think it's not lying, it's just we're really, really stupid.
I've known them for years and have no contrary evidence. Yeah.
That we're smart.
Yeah.
We's dumb. That's enough out of Faye. James, you brought some beer.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I brought a nice Firestone Easy Jack IPA. I've been really into IPAs that have low alcohol content recently because
the sessions have been doing that lately.
Yeah, you can just drink them all day long and they taste good, and
they still taste like stale bread.
I actually like this one quite a bit.
Okay, Danny does not like hoppy beer.
Yeah, so this is another... So, James, I'm continually impressed by your selection of beers.
Thanks, baby.
Because... Hey, good job. You continue to find beers that are categorized into categories that I typically do not like, IPAs being one of them, and then I continue to like them. So, mm-hmm. Except for that grapefruit sculpin one.
Well, you're wrong about that.
I just can't stand that one at all.
And you're wrong.
Oh, well, fair enough.
We'll get the habanero sculpin next time.
And then I'll shit all over your computer instantaneously. Drink and shit.
Pardon me.
And explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, good job on this beer. Thank you. Good job on this beer.
Job is better.
Good job.
Good
on
chode.
The beer.
Good chode, everyone. Good chode.
It's a solid chode.
I give it a solid chode.
Two chodes out of three.
I wouldn't want a liquid chode because that would just mean you have like a severe wound.
Like a festering, bleeding wound.
Or like if your chode got liquefied, like it got stuck into like a centrifuge for too long.
Wait, what's long enough?
And how would what's just your chode be in a centrifuge? Are you talking about like you're training to be an astronaut?
I think you're talking about like a tilt-a-whirl at that point.
Either way, just a really fast tilt-a-whirl.
After some spicy food?
Yeah, probably.
So
it all just kind of blend together.
Danny's night out. He first stops at Curry Up Now, and then gets on a Tilt-A-Whirl.
I don't know if I'd ever make it to the Tilt-A-Whirl. Maybe if I waited.
What if there was a curry place in the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Like there's a man in the middle of the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Yeah.
He's handing out.
Is your massive man curry, sir? Thank you. Tilt-A-Whirl, go!
He tosses it in the air and it flies towards your face. And then you shit.
Physics. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Centripetal force.
Sounds about right. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
That's the most right thing.
Yeah.
Centripetal forces. Centrifugal force is a slightly different thing.
Ian, you brought some beer too.
I also brought beer as well. I brought a beer from Deschutes, one of our favorite breweries from Bend, Oregon. So they did a seasonal called Jubal Ale. It is like chicory and some dried fruits and some toffee. And
that makes it sound like it doesn't taste like stale bread.
It makes it sound like you probably taste it.
It's wintry and fun, and I want to drink soup and
bread.
Watch a fire.
Yeah, that's this makes me like I want to have like a rich hearty soup stew.
I'm really disappointed in all of us that we did not make Faye drink beer and tell us how much she hates it.
The night
should
is
not drink things that
the night is young. You made it sound like it doesn't taste like stale bread. Whatever the thing was you said over there.
Yeah, that.
Stuff. I am kind of disappointed in ourselves for that as well.
We're just bad people.
We've dropped the ball on it. But we're going to have Faye back. Probably.
Maybe one
day. Probably never. Probably. If she ever decides
maybe
to
never.
If I brave the garage again.
Worst mistake
happened.
Of her life.
Keep drinking, and then you'll be hey, I think that I had fun. I'll come back.
But we'll definitely have Faye back. This is good times.
Oh, thanks,
yeah, good
guys.
Times.
Our first guest podcaster
ever. This is a big thing.
Ever we're in the honored. History in the long, lengthy history of podcasts.
Yeah,
this is the first woman
guest.
The first woman that's ever been allowed on a podcast.
We should make the recording like sound as, like from 1910. So I was like,
this just in: News Flash, podcast. San Jose, California. A woman gets on a podcast. Hello.
Why
is this a time of success for the family?
Question:
agenda.
Why are you so good at that? particular he practices style.
In the mirror every morning.
Dude. I am up by myself a lot. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I have to do there's, something to keep myself there's a mo-
like when you you're driving off
so you much. Both got into 1910 radio announcer with no problem.
When you're driving to work in Silicon Valley and a 3 mile drive takes you 45 minutes, you just
devolve.
Yeah, you figure out things to do. You hear the people on the radio like, "Well, I certainly can do this better.
I certainly can do this better."
And then you're like, and you just keep messing around with it.
Yeah, it's true.
And it just goes from there. Anyways, Jubilale from Deschutes, and it's lovely. Get yourself a nice big bowl six of pack. Stew. Yeah, get yourself a six pack.
Nice big six pack.
Nice big six pack. Not the tiny six packs. Or the medium. Like, get the big
full
one.
Size. Full go, size. Yeah.
Treat yourself. Get the big six pack. And a big bowl of stew. And sit in front of a fire. And
on a bearskin rug.
Just naked.
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 Rubbing it all up in there. And drink them up. Drink them up real good. That's what we're drinking. What are we playing? Danny, what have you been playing?
Well, yeah, Faye was an overachiever and mm-hmm. did it wrong.
We'll still talk to Faye again.
That's what you get, Faye. I have been playing Metal Gear Solid 5 on my PlayStation 4.
You should.
That are a fantastic game.
It can be good.
Oh, yes. So I really enjoy having the dog as my companion because he's super legit. And I'm not even a dozen missions into the game, and I have already maxed out my friendship with the dog. And
how do you max out your friendship?
You just continue to go on missions with them, and then they're like, "Hey, you let me kill people. You're pretty cool." And then you get more friendship with them.
I mean, that's how it works with Eleanor.
Yeah. You just let her murder people.
Yeah, as long as I let her murder like one person a week.
Eleanor has killed a lot of people. Eleanor is Faye's dog. Everyone. Yeah.
It would have been better if you didn't explain that.
Well, it just yeah. Eleanor has killed a lot of people. Who is Eleanor?
Oh, it's Faye's great aunt.
Great aunt Eleanor. She's always on a murderous rampage.
She's just such a pistol.
She's such a pistol. She has many pistols.
Yeah. So I've been actually ignoring the main storyline.
You're going to say, I've been ignoring my wife and job and everything that's been going on around me. All for Metal Gear Solid.
But since I didn't say that, what I was going to say was that I've been ignoring the main storyline, and I've been playing, like, the side quests. There's something around 160 side quests in the game, and I've completed...
Yeah, how could that keep you busy?
...over a third of them.
In and out.
Is that 50?
Something like that.
55.
Yeah, thereabouts. 55. Close enough.
52 and a half.
Yeah, that.
Story checks out.
Math's good.
That sound you heard was me doing math on my fingers.
And also the steam coming out of his ears.
Like a kettle.
Yeah.
And you made a robot noise, which is fitting.
He's got a robot math brain.
Robot meth brain?
Robot
yeah,
meth.
Yeah, meth brain.
Don't fuck with robot meth.
Yeah, you don't want to know about robot meth.
Oh, I know all about it. Denny, your Metal Gear!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can murder the shit out of some people. You can strap a parachute to someone and have a helicopter come pick them up, and they get evacuated. You kidnap people and make them part of
they
like,
get
your
evacuated
base
like they poop themselves.
So you couldn't do that.
Yeah, their bowels get evacuated.
Okay,
you couldn't do that in the quick prequel they did, Ground Zeroes. Mm-hmm. You had to like drag their stupid asses to like some. Rendezvous point.
Okay.
Where the weather balloon took him up?
Yeah. Oh, no. And a helicopter would come pick him up. This very inconspicuously loud helicopter would show up.
Yeah.
And you load them into it, and then it's like, okay, bye. And nobody would notice this.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Whatever. Fine. Yeah. Still really good, though.
So, anyway. And then Quiet is another companion that you can get, who is basically a very nearly naked woman who is
discussion for another podcast, by the way. I think that would be an excellent topic for another podcast.
Because we love talking about practically naked women.
Yes. Practically naked women in video games. And why God intends for them to be there. Yeah, I mean, so it's something entirely different, but so like that's another.
It's discussion. One of those things where I'm like, okay, whatever. She's in a bikini, and they explain it away where she like, oh,
whatever,
she
I'm
doesn't
looking at it.
She doesn't eat. She has photosynthesis, and they have like they tried to.
She needs the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they have like these explanations for why it makes sense that she's wearing this incredibly skimpy outfit. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I'm watching the cinematic where you first get quiet on your team, and that's the moment that my wife walks into the room, and she's like, what in the fuck are you playing? Like,
I'm not drinking off. Hands are
both
the blanket.
Both hands on the controller. Yeah. So, anyway.
I don't know why I have an erection. It's weird.
I don't know. It just happened. It had nothing to do with the game.
I haven't found Snake very attractive. I'm sorry.
He's got that weird piece of shrapnel on his forehead. It really does it for me.
That horn thing.
Oh, yeah. 40. So anyway, Metal Gear Solid 5. It's pretty sweet.
All right.
How about y'all?
James?
James.
What you playing?
I'm still playing all the things that I've been playing.
Good answer, James.
GTA 5 has
GTA
been
5. Retro City Rampage.
Oh, I didn't know you were playing that.
Yeah, it's like a 8-bit throwback wonder game with call-outs of 80s franchises like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
So, super fun and violent and weird and like Grand Theft Auto, the original top-down view. So that's really fun. And then I'm still on Another World, and that game has actually made me revert to playing games like when I was a kid, which is cheating. So go online, find the walkthrough, figure out why you're stuck and why you're too dumb to figure out how to play this game. And
then, oh!
Oh, no, you actually just have to blast that screen with a thing on full power, and then you get through the force field, and then you can go kill that guy.
I have no time to sit and figure this out.
Yeah, but both really fun games. I like the Another World game because it's super quiet and real 8-bit and just old looking and really weird, like you're on another planet in another or in another dimension or something, and just trying to get out of prison basically.
So what's the premise
for Another World?
Another World,
you are doing an experiment and you have a Ferrari or a Porsche or something, and you that's the opening sequence. You
it's the first go step in, and of the scientific method.
Yeah.
Get Ferrari or Porsche or whatever.
You go inside during a storm, and you start typing on your supercomputer. Seconds. And you execute, I think it's a linear accelerator or something like that. You execute some test, and it opens a dimensional rift, and it sucks you and your desk to this other place where you just... Like there's a tentacle monster that tries to kill you right at the beginning, and then there's this weird bear monster thing that's trying to also kill you. And then you go to prison.
Bear prison.
And then you get a companion.
It's actually a very common Japanese porn.
Faye was just in Tokyo. She knows.
Yeah.
She watched them.
She's seen some shit.
Yeah. She
tentacle bear prison. Yeah.
Seen them all. Rubbed off to them all. Really raw down there.
Need some salve.
Shouldn't have used it. But yeah, it's just weird and cool and doesn't have a lot of direction, and that's something that I kind of miss from old games.
Yeah, so. Where it's like, well, here I figure shit out.
Yeah.
Wait till next month's Nintendo Power to have a
few then look
screen
in the back.
Grabs of the map. Mm-hmm. You know, something like
write that. Everything down from the back of the magazine at the store because you don't want to actually pay the $5.
I don't have $5 to $6. Right. I'm 8 years old.
I have, but I have
it's
a
going
piece
to take
of paper.
Me, it's going to take me 2 months to save up that much.
And a pencil.
That I do.
That I brought knowing that I was going to be in the store and steal this information, basically.
My library branch in St. Louis.
Your library.
My library. Branch in St. Louis had subscriptions to Nintendo Power, EGM, Game Informer, and like GamePro or something.
You're always
like
3 months behind.
Bless them.
No, they were like they were on that game like periodicals.
So your library was actually like worthwhile.
Yeah, it was.
That's
awesome.
What defines a library's value.
Yeah,
how
obviously.
Fast do you get your current game magazine?
Yep.
Duh, that's
Did it come in yet?
No.
Is the new magazine here?
I mean, you're like bugles.
Oh, did it come in yet?
No, you have to wear them on your fingers.
Well, the trick is that
no, you fatty, they hold
them while wearing five on each
finger. That's how you grab more. You put them on your fingers, and then you have extra long fingers.
Exactly.
And you can grab more bugles and stuff in your face.
Yep.
Faye, discuss with us quickly again what you've been playing.
Two dots. I play primarily two dots.
I just have these
Zelda.
Two dots.
So what's the deal with two dots?
It's like Candy Crush, honestly, from what I've been told, but it's a lot less stimulus than that, and I play on colorblind mode, so it's even
so
more
it's super
calming.
Boring.
Yeah, and it's just puzzle solving.
I'm easily
and it's
excited.
Not trying to get me to do anything but solve puzzles. It doesn't require any sort of motor control. Pretty much any game that requires me to intentionally
I play this with my tongue, like
I just sort of roll my face across the screen.
Any sort of game involving like timing or jumping or those, I'm not. It's nearly hopeless.
Really?
I have braved it through Zelda, and that's about as complicated, but like when you have to
But you never did like platformers like Super Mario Brothers or Metroid or anything
like
that.
No, I mean like Mario Kart was about as complex, which is also why I can't do any more complex than N64, because that controller was simple enough that I couldn't really fuck
up. That controller was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
that's the
so
craziest
that's
of
the
all.
Only
in 3D platformers?
The only controller like the I have any confidence using is Nintendo 64.
So you're like on the opposite end where we're all of us in the 2D realm, like when we're playing that, and we're on the platformers from there. As soon as it went to 3D, we're like, where the fuck am I jumping? Oh my god.
What does
like,
this joystick do?
And
you were like, no, I'm okay with this.
I went from Game Boy to N64. There was nothing in between. I don't remember any other systems. That's what I know.
Nothing else happened?
No.
I doubt.
Yep. Yeah, and so I think that's all I play. I'm trying to think.
But what's the point of two?
Okay, like, I really like the game Limbo, and it's on my phone now. So
we were discussing that a little while
often.
Ago. That's right. It's got a mobile release. Yeah, Limbo
so
is
scary.
Awesome.
I really like Limbo, and
super
I'm
creepy.
Surprisingly good at it, despite the need of motor skills and timing. But then it's like oddly gruesome.
There's so many spiders.
The fear motivates you.
I'm not afraid of spiders.
I think
but
well,
they stab
I would
you
also
say
that maybe the consistency is grayscale. Like you said, you play in colorblind mode, two dots.
And
Limbo
also,
is like black and white.
In Limbo,
for the
there's
part.
No real consequence to dying repeatedly.
Yeah, like, you just drowned and then you're sad a little bit. But
yeah,
then
and then you play
again.
And so like that part's really nice. Is like it's like a no pressure game. I'm not like racing a clock. I'm not running out of lives. My health isn't beeping at me. I'm either alive or dead, or I play again.
Yeah, it doesn't like restart you terribly far back.
No, it's just that level.
It's not like yeah.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking.
And then the spider sneaks down and stabs you.
Well, I'm fucked.
Yeah. And like the nice like overstab sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
I forgot I got a mobile release a little while ago.
Do you like spiders, Danny?
Oh, no.
You should play Limbo.
No.
I like it's really a
on a big screen.
None of that sounds fun at all.
On a big screen,
for being
with the
like,
lights off, turn all the lights off and turn the music up.
It's
super
good.
Creepy.
So how frequently do you get a fear boner while you're playing that game?
Just constant fear boner.
Okay.
You never don't have a fear boner.
Nothing about that
it's
game
a different kind of
me.
It's like Journey, but without all the
without all like the pretty stuff.
Are you talking about the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't stop believing.
Hold on to that.
That spiders are going to murder you.
Just a city boy. Bold and vision sounds true.
Drink a beer.
Got killed by spiders everywhere.
That's
a song, right?
It's got a certain thumbs
that's down. A catchy one. It's going to be
a real toe tapper. All right. Well, Ian.
Hello.
You must be doing a thing sometimes.
I do a thing on occasion. I've been on vacation for a few weeks.
Dumb.
But prior to that, I was catching up on... I was playing the Metal Gear Solid 5 prequel, Ground Zeroes. So I wrapped that up. Got that out of the way. Done.
Okay, is it weird that a sequential game has a prequel halfway through?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
what's going to blow your mind is that all of the numbers of games have absolutely nothing to do with where
with
they
other.
Fall in the timeline.
It's just when they came out.
Well, they all have something to do with one another.
Well, so it's just like the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Thank you.
It's pretty much identical.
Just a complete neglect of timeline.
I have no idea.
I think I've seen two of those movies.
It's yeah.
James,
it's like,
I'm sorry that our friendship has to come to an end like this. I've seen every one of those films at a midnight release.
Wow. Is it because you love
that.
Vin Diesel?
No, I just really love this franchise.
Just don't tell people that.
I think I've seen Fast and Furious 2 That was the only one.
I saw the first one, and I saw the second one.
I saw the last one.
But there were also five other
while
ones.
While I was on vacation, I saw it on the plane. Vin Diesel fights a man.
You watched a movie on an airplane?
I did.
What technology year is it? Is amazing.
What a time to be alive.
Vin Diesel fights a man on the roof of a parking garage with two gigantic wrenches.
There's a couple. Yeah, I call those Thursdays. Big deal.
There's a couple of really memorable lines associated with that scene too.
I really
please recite them now.
I'm not going to do that. I can't be Vin Diesel.
So
you can.
No.
One of the things
I would love to hear you try.
One of the things I bemoan about the no. like the
best proliferation. Voice. Go,
yeah,
no. go.
Still not. Ian, continue.
One of the things I bemoan about the proliferation of movies nowadays.
That's like eight just big words. Out there.
Yeah, you've been saving up.
I'd say yeah. I've been on vacation for a little while.
Really pent up.
Really, more like backed up. Just having seven. Really, have
really got a snake. Really the
it's not chance, yeah. It's shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be both. Let's be honest.
Just mix them
it's
up.
It's just yeah. somebody else's.
It's a yeah. horrible cocktail sort of mixed together.
Somebody but else's shit or somebody else's jizz?
Could be either or both.
Depends on what Ian's into.
I don't know who's up there right now.
Right now, in this moment?
You're sitting by yourself. We're going to turn off the lights. And we're going to play Who's in My Ass.
I'm also, apparently, I'm an owl, according to Faye. Who's up there right now?
How many licks does it take?
The world might never know. Who's up there? Right now. At any rate, Faye said a while ago there's some memorable lines from that movie, and it just made me think, like, there's when we were kids, like, the movies that were in theaters and, like, the movies that we get on VHS were, like, kind of few and far between for the most part. So it's like all the memorable action movie lines, like, everybody knew them. And now there's so many fucking movies that you can see in any theater, any niche theater, anything that's out on, like, a Netflix thing or whatever. It's like you have to be in that kind of grouping of people who happen to see it to understand the quote. Like memorable lines from Fast and Furious. What is it? Fast and Furious? Is that the newest one?
Number.
Yeah, what are they called? What are the? What is that franchise called?
Right, it's
number seven.
Number seven.
It corresponds to this episode number seven.
Numero.
You call seven. Yourself a fan.
A super fan, no less.
Fast thing. And Furious 7.
While she's wearing her I Love Vin Diesel and Fast and Furious t-shirt. Yeah.
And Danny is currently jerking off.
And she has obviously. Her.
I mean, he's been jerking off the whole time. So it's
just
new.
Continuous. It's the just, friction is out of control.
It's
here.
Just purple now. Weird.
His penis or his hand?
Yeah.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Could be both.
Just
so the video is engorged.
Yeah. Don't mind the purple penis.
Don't. Purple penis eater?
It's a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple penis.
Eater.
Well, someone else is going to be the eater, I think.
Ian can hope. Or Danny. Or both. I forgot whose penis we were talking about.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like I keep saying, it could be both.
Now it's like Ian is a very enthusiast. I can't even say
one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple penis eater, Faye.
Right, but you're a very enthusiastic.
Oh, one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple penis eater.
He loves eating purple penis.
Yeah.
Mr. Purple Penis Eater, what's your line? He said,
purple penis.
Eating purple penis, sure and it fine. Sure is fine.
But that's not the reason that he came to life.
Anybody else? Nobody else does in a rock and roll band!
You'll make millions. Of
it's just pennies. Is it just a dude just eating a bunch of, like, purple dildos? Or
just people who've been jerking it in for the entire length of a podcast.
Maybe they just have a rubber band around it, and it's, like, cut off the circulation, and it's about to fall off.
Because rubber bands are the only...
You put a rubber band around
your
podcast?
Only piece of equipment that'll do that.
I didn't say it was the only people.
I use jumper cables!
Just a rubber band!
Just a good pinch in there! And then the other end of the battery!
That's what gets me off.
That's what gets me off. 12 volts and a lot of amps.
Jesus Christ.
That deep cycle battery.
Lead acid. Lead acid jerk off. There's our band.
That's
name.
A band name. Right. That's a band name
right there.
Lead acid jerk off. What was the other one?
Bloody I don't know.
Penis?
Bloody erection.
There's definitely
let's roll the tape back.
Roll the tape back.
The tape. I'm doing yeah. bunny ears tape back.
Stop jerking off, James.
That's your job.
Me.
It's air quotes.
Stop jerking me off, James.
Bunny?
You know, everyone knows. The listeners at home know what I meant.
Nobody knows what you meant. Sabrina doesn't know what you meant.
What the fuck are bunny ears?
It's the things that are the auditory collectors for what is the class of animal that a rabbit is. I don't know. The ones with the teeth.
With the tooths?
Ian?
I know I've been playing a lot of video games before vacation, and now I gotta start playing them again.
What video games?
Oh my god. So, alright, before vacation I was playing a lot of Wild Arms, classic. I was playing it on my Vita. They're just wild everywhere. And right before I left for vacation, I bought Final Fantasy Type-0 HD, and I bought Metal Gear Solid 5. So those are sitting and waiting. And for my wife's birthday, I got her Yoshi's Woolly World.
Which you will be playing.
Which I will be playing, and she played for the past couple days and has been loving it. She said it's a really good game, so I'm excited to give that one a shot. So that's what's going on with me, and that's what's going on with everybody else. That's what we're drinking and what we're playing. We have skewed Hat Danny. This podcast is off the ground. My forehead was itching. Speaking of itchy foreheads. So earlier last month, Shuhei Yoshida, president of Sony Computer Entertainment Worldwide, gave an interview. And they asked him about a successor to the Vita. Will there be a successor to the Vita? And the answer that he effectively gave was, because of the way that the mobile gaming market is going, or like the proliferation of the mobile gaming market, the field or the market itself is not healthy for another Vita, et cetera, et cetera. And so that prompted a buzz among the internet, which is rare. On the internet.
The internet that never buzzing. Happens.
The internet loathes buzzing. The it's internet likes like peace moaning. And calm. Yeah, a low moan. And the internet loves peace and calm. So this was quite
slow and low.
just
like good ribs.
Mm. But now it was like locusts.
Yeah.
Would that be the
just sort of a constant the loci, din? Loci.
Yeah.
Cicadas.
Oh yeah.
That's what I said.
Locusts and cicadas are two different things.
They are.
Don't make me go semantics. All fucking nerdy again.
Yeah, why would you want to be nerdy on a podcast about video games?
I mean, I'm not going to be biologically nerdy. We'll stick to your fucking video games.
Well, all right.
Maybe we really should. Or fucking video games.
Put it with your jerking off.
Yeah, Danny, stop that.
Sorry.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to talk about
fucking
science.
Video games. Super Meat Boy's Adventures in Pussy.
Oh, God.
Super Meat Boy's a video game, Faye.
Oh. I know.
I mean, I totally know that. What the hell are we talking about?
Shuhei Yoshida.
Bro Shida. Oh, yeah, yeah. So the internet was a buzz after all of this. And when the argument began of, like, is this the death knell of the handheld console?
What does death knell mean?
Is this like
death knell is the noise that you make when you're dying, the sign of death to come.
No? Thought that was your death. Like
I thought that was your death rattle.
K-N-E-L-L.
Oh, death rattle.
I thought death rattle was the noise you make when you're dying. I thought death knell was like a precursor.
Death rattle.
Bell tolling.
Death rattle is when you're actually dying. Death knell
it's
leads
like
to
the shudder
rattle.
Of the your boobs. Apparently,
no, that was a really
jerking off. Yeah, Danny's here. Yeah, Dan, look, Danny.
Sorry, everyone.
Like he's jerking off right now.
Shoulder. I'm just. I can't stop. I need help.
Faye, that move was far too sultry for this podcast.
I won't,
Danny,
sorry.
Proceed jerking.
I don't
again.
Even have boobs. It's fine.
So it was the, I don't know.
Death knell.
The death knell. Of the handheld. So, is it meaning like, hey, they're giving up? This is going to be it. Nintendo's going to give up because mobile. And then the other half was saying like, or he's just saying like, look, everybody's got a cell phone in their hand and they're all playing 1,001 different games right now. Is it just going to be something where it's like they're going to kind of get tired of it, which we have seen statistically, like most people are getting fairly frustrated with the free-to-play games and are dropping them in record numbers. He's just saying, like, no, this would be a stupid business decision to release a Vita successor at this point. So what do we think? Is, based on where we are in mobile gaming, is the handheld dead, or is it dying? Will we see another successor to the Vita, to the 3DS? Is it worthwhile for another player to come into the field, or is it just all done? Is it over?
I think that it's probably not done, but I think that, like, if you look at phones and the market on phones, we've talked about how most people play the free games for like 24 hours and then never play them again.
Yeah, I think the statistic was a free game, people will play for 24 hours and then drop it and actually don't open the application again. And then a game.
I've played a free game for months.
You're the statistical outlier.
I'm
too.
Sorry.
You're the one, like, everybody, like, they're analyzing all the data and they're just like,
to be fair, it's just outlier. Two dots. Yeah. It's just two dots.
Two dots.
But I can't stop.
And then I think it was a game under, like, a paid game would usually produce about 72 hours of play, somewhere in there. And I think there was like a price threshold for it. It was like $3 or $5, something like that. A game like $3 or $5 or less, and people would play for a total of 72 hours.
It would
hours
just be then, $5 or less.
And then
$3 is already less than $5.
But I mean, it was like, I couldn't remember the threshold. Like, if it was like
fair. Can you make a graph of
three more? Can you spell this out? I couldn't remember if it was like games. If it was like a three, if like it was $5, then people would play it for longer. Or if it was like $3, they wouldn't. I couldn't remember.
But anyways, games on mobile phones,
applications
that you download, they don't get much play.
Yeah,
it's not, from that perspective, that market's not really worth it to make games that cost money, because you're not going to make any money off of them.
Right.
So it sounds like you're saying that you're kind of voting in favor of maybe the mobile games are the ones that are not doing so well, and the handheld games, like your Nintendo or your 3DSs or your Vitas or whatever, you think that they might make a resurgence?
I don't know if they'll make a resurgence of that, but I think it's got to be something different. And I don't know what that is.
Well, as someone who doesn't really game, the idea of carrying.
What the fuck did we invite
here? I have had. How long have I had your 3DS?
You borrowed it.
It's been like months.
June, July.
I play it, I guess, almost every weekend.
Like, oh really?
I don't go very long without playing it. But it's never like in my purse. Like, I never take it with me. And for the record, I don't have a television, so like I don't have another gaming console that I could use to play Zelda. Which is also why I'm there.
I think that that's a key.
But I've never taken it with me, and I feel like that's where the phone wins, or the mobile platform wins, is that you already have it with you, and like the idea of like having it charged at the time that I'm gonna need to travel and use it, and then I'm going to use it when my phone's already like the first thing I reach for, is just unlikely.
I think you brought up something interesting. Is like, it almost seems like they're two different utilities at that point, where you're like, no, when I'll play it every weekend, and you're going to sit, like, I'm going to sit down and play Zelda. And I mean, possibly within that argument, it's like, hey, I'm going to sit down and play like a good and complete and like well reviewed and like multiply enjoyed game.
Really, just on a mobile platform, game with a narrative.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
It was on a mobile platform. I've even struggled with the games that will have a narrative, like some of the RPGs, like Xenonia and stuff like that, and I can't stick with it for some reason. I don't know, maybe because it's just a mentality of, like, I play at 2 to 5 minutes at a time, and then I move on to something else.
Just like jerking off.
Yeah. Oh, that's a also, lot of jerking off time, James.
Your battery life sucks on your phone. Like, you can't play for 3 hours unless you're within a meter of an outlet.
Yeah. And also,
or
like,
2 meters, depending on the length of your cable.
And myself personally, like, I like metric control. Yeah.
I mean, depends on the vendor of your mobile platform.
Also, metric system.
Superior. Units of 10.
Superior.
I got into an argument with somebody recently that, because I would say kilometer, because my folks would say that, because they're from Scotland. Well, they're from the U.S., but like everybody else from Scotland. And so they would say kilometer. So I grew up saying that. And then people laughed at me and say, no, it's kilometer.
And you're like, no, you're
and I said, no, is it
fucking
is it,
animals.
Millimeter? Or is it centimeter? Or is it, no, you say centimeter. You say millimeter. Kilometer. Like, that's the prefix and the suffix. They're like, no, that's the dumbest thing ever. I was like, I don't... Okay.
Americans aren't so good at English.
Really good at
whatever.
American.
We really don't speak American, English. Though. We speak American.
Yeah, we're really good at American. American.
I forget where it was, but somewhere designates it as simplified English. There's English with the British flag, and the American flag is next to simplified English.
Yeah, it's like simplified Chinese.
Something like
right?
That,
there's
that,
like a,
that talked about
there's
that.
A platform doing that. Yeah.
It was Steam, I think. When you're selecting your language.
Really?
Was I accidentally relevant?
I think maybe you were.
Yeah.
I saw it on Reddit in the last week or so. Somebody mentioned, they're like, America's going to be mad. And then it was like a picture of all the
like
language selections.
Simplified
we're
English.
We're like 80th in the world in education.
Everything, yeah.
It was pretty simplified.
Are we really that high? I feel like we're lower than 80th.
We're above Uganda.
There's also more than 80 countries.
Americans don't know that.
That's my point.
No one ever taught you that?
Well, no, that's my point. Like, is
there's only one country that matters.
It's
like a really
like
high position for us.
15 countries we've been to war with and
yeah,
won.
That's
those
pretty
are the
much,
only ones you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know.
I mean, we got rid of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we just wiped them all out. Fucking America.
Yeah. Find me in East Germany on a map. We took care of them. Reagan.
I ain't heard them Falkland Islands.
The pride of the United States Air Force, the British made Harrier jet. That's one of my favorite little Simpsons lines. Why are we here?
So handheld.
Oh yeah.
Handhelds.
So Faye says handhelds are dumb.
Yeah, mostly.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They do. The battery does last forever, and I appreciate.
Yeah, the battery does last a long time
because they only do
like,
the one
I'm
thing.
I am very surprised when I need to charge it. Like what the? I don't understand. I've never had to plug this thing into a wall before.
It might happen at some point in a month.
Right? Yeah, like that.
Where you have to plug it in and charge it.
That's real nice.
And it's like using a significant amount of computing power when it's running, but the battery's still kind of chugging along. But so how does the playing field look where we kind of see slowly but surely people getting sick and tired of just the generic things? Yes, there are the Candy Crushes, which just sold for how many billion dollars to Activision?
A ludicrous amount.
Even though this is his own topic, I have no idea why they bought them because it's already waning in popularity. So they spent a lot of money.
Well, I guess if you've done it once, you can do it again. Isn't that the idea?
I guess that's what they're going for. They're just going to milk it until like they can't get anything else out of it. But
there's an image.
Oh, they're going to milk it until they can't get anything out of it.
They're just going to lactate the candies.
Nice jerking off motion, me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, Danny.
Yeah.
Way to bring
good job,
that full
me.
Circle.
Yeah.
Would it maybe at the bottom of that graph of people like, all right, we're kind of done with these games, do we see people going out and buying like, oh hey, Nintendo's got a new handheld game console, there's a new Game Boy, there's a new Vita.
They're nowhere near the same type of gamer.
My
mom plays Candy Crush.
Yeah, I think
she's not gonna play anything else.
I think mobile gaming is really related more to convenience, you know, like people.
It's already
kind
in people's hands.
Yeah, like I already
have
this device. Oh, and this thing is a dollar or it's free.
And I'm in line, so I don't want
to
look at anyone around
this.
Me.
Yeah.
So I'm
on
this
the bus
game.
Or I'm on an airplane or
grandma's funeral.
Yeah, whatever.
Really, anything.
My own
you don't
wedding,
want to be
whatever.
In.
Where's my water? Yeah, I do. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good point because I guess if you were to map the sales of handheld consoles, like let's say even from the Game Boy,
has anything done significantly better than the Game Boy?
The Game Boy, well, the DS.
Is the Game Boy, like...
Nintendo has just dominated the handheld market. There have been decent contenders, and decent might even be a bit of a stretch.
James is jerking off to talk over here.
No, I wasn't.
You were doing this.
You're doing,
that's the jerking off motion.
Remember? I was just thinking about Game Gear, and I think this could be a whole episode on its own, just the ridiculousness of past portable game machines.
The also, Atari Lynx.
Yeah.
Even just in general, like, physical media. Like, just don't make me go to the store to buy a piece of plastic to play a game. Yeah. We've already proven we don't need to do that.
The sheer amount of convenience. And we talked about that on the podcast a little while ago. And it's like the only relevant value that physical media has is the non-requirement for a network to be available. Like, so PlayStation Network goes down.
I just like to have it and like have it on my shelf. So
yeah. And that's fairly niche.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you have a Kindle, do you still go and buy paper books because you prefer paper books?
I mean, I've stopped buying ebooks because I prefer paper books so much. Yeah. And I don't understand why it's not like music, where my fucking CD comes with a download code, so I can read on the... I have a Nook, not a Kindle, sorry. I would rather read on my Nook because it's light.
I have a Nook, you savages. Fuck you.
It is light. It is easy to carry around. I can carry around 100 books at once without literally carrying 100 books at once, and that part's nice, but not
This fate is brought to you by Barnes & Noble and the Nook.
Not to the value Plug. Of sacrificing having a Beauty and the Beast library one day, which is what I want. So I buy physical books instead of ebooks every time.
Just like a broken teacup and...
Yeah, like a candlestick that fucks a feather duster. And
yeah. That's what? My Subbit dream life. That? Thank you very much.
But there should be one.
I'm sure there is.
I hope so.
But I think...
Back on topic.
Where the hell were we? So if you were to go back, like, let's say, tracing from the Game Boy, how many... I mean, that sold in the millions, but what did most people have on that? Tetris,
Super Mario,
maybe one of the Mario Dr. Land Mario. Games,
Pokemon,
little puzzle games. Eventually Pokemon, and that was mostly kids. Mm-hmm. Was sold, but eventually Pokemon.
It's because was I'm still much younger than all of you.
No, we had
I definitely have not bought every Pokemon game that's come out since the first ones.
Do you have the green one?
Do you have a Pokedex?
Green, like the original green one?
No,
that was a challenge of a thing one. That we had to find in Japan.
The
green Pokemon.
No, the Pokemon original green. Games. Oh, the original they had Pokemon a red, green. Blue, and green.
Yeah.
The green one had the Venusaur on it, where the blue had Blastoise and the red had Charizard.
Your Pokedex is in your head. You don't need a fucking
What was the first one you had? Which color did you buy?
I think I actually got it for Christmas or my birthday or something. It was the Which red one.
You,
one.
You got red?
Yeah.
I never played that shit. What was that?
Yes.
Oh, look, like some nerd is on a video game podcast?
Us talking about video games.
No, actually, I'm not really smart enough to play Pokemon. There's like reading, and you're not killing
that came. That came way later.
Immediately. And,
later. It may have been like...
It was like the next generation or two,
Yeah. Because, I remember that just made everything really complicated, and I'm really dumb. Yeah,
I didn't even finish the most recent one. I picked it up because I was like, every time one comes out...
X and Y?
Wait,
did you get ORAS? Did you get a rash?
Yeah.
Did you get a rash?
Did you get a big rash?
The Ruby remake or whatever.
Yeah. Omega Ruby?
Something like that.
Or Alpha Sapphire.
Every time I get one, I play it slightly less enthusiastically than the previous one. Because I'm always like, yay, I love Pokemon. And I play it and I'm like, God, it's so much work.
It's so way more complicated.
It's like the first version was like, you know, it's like some asshole stuck a pencil between his butt cheeks and like scribbled on the screen, and that's what all the Pokemon look like. And that's about as complex as the fucking mechanics were.
Faye, your thoughts make sense because the probably
don't
like
give
looking
me too much credit.
I mean,
it's not a terrible idea.
Could you maybe like give my thoughts back to me in a more intelligent manner? That would make
what
me
I
feel
think no, you meant to think.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I just think that maybe.
No, I can't. Because I'm really dumb. So I can't give it to you in a more intelligent manner than was already delivered.
Great.
Unless you're asking me to remind you of what your thoughts were.
No, I was just trying to make you make fun of women. That's all.
Just talk about.
That's not what this is about. Well, just this tell podcast. Me.
I'm sorry, it was a game.
That's
podcast.
A later podcast.
I was under the wrong impression.
Of which we will have you on, but yeah, we would just. Yeah.
We love women. Am I right, guys?
Ladies.
Damn it! I wish that the people, the one or two people that are listening to this, could have seen that.
Sabrina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great face. Like, we should get a picture of that and make that, like, the cover.
That's the
picture for this episode. I can't remember the podcast
art.
I think you could. I
bet you could.
It's a pretty common James face.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's true.
Yeah, we're getting there.
What are we talking about?
Handhelds are, I think, what was the word? Like, no, handhelds are dumb. Is that how it came up? But not to belittle that in any way. Like, that's not. But like you said, my mom plays Candy Crush. She probably had a Game Boy and Tetris before. Maybe.
Everyone's mom played Tetris.
Everybody's mom played Tetris. It's like, yeah, we may have been playing Pokemon.
We had little ports so you could play multiplayer Tetris.
Oh, yeah, you had the tap. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
With the original Game Boy.
It didn't always work, and it's like, can't find the other Game Boy.
So I think that the sort of takeaway there is that there's not much crossover from people who only play mobile gaming. Like, if mobile gaming was to go away, it seems unlikely
that those
people would be like, well, I can't play Candy Crush, right. So I'll go buy a $200 handheld just for playing games.
Exactly.
It seems unlikely.
It seems highly unlikely because it's just evolved into from people would play Tetris, Dr. Mario, or Picross or whatever to just like, oh, well, I already have this phone in my pocket which has some variant of one of those games on it. Like, I mean, Candy Crush or whatever is, you know, just an evolution of Picross or Dr. Mario or something of that nature, or and then puzzle games like Tetris. So it's like, it just makes sense that kind of comes into play and that's the relevant field. So perhaps the handheld might not be dead, but it might have to be re-engineered or restructured specifically for a hardcore gamer, if you will. Because while our parents were playing those games or whatever, we were the ones playing Pokemon and Final Fantasy Legend and et cetera.
So I don't think that the handheld is necessarily dead, but I feel like the games that draw in the more casual crowd are few and far between.
Yeah.
Like, for example, my wife is not a huge gamer, but she got her own DS. My mom actually also got her own DS, and that's because they both really like the Animal Crossing games. And, like, the more recent versions of those have been out on mobile platform. And so they got their Game Boys just so they could play Animal Crossing. And then eventually dabble in other things because they already have the console and the barrier of entry into other games is much lower at that point. But I think that if they want to try to capture people that are over in mobile only land, then getting stuff that's maybe more appealing or more accessible to them is maybe the right way to go. But yeah, and I think kids are going to, especially by Nintendo, as we were just talking about, with Pokemon being so prevalent, like, that's a new generation of kids every time a new Pokemon game comes out.
I think you also have to consider the fact that the kids are getting mobile platforms earlier and earlier and earlier. Like, 8-year-olds have fucking cell phones now. Well. And so before, that was like their own private piece of technology, which is why it was cooler than the TV, was you could play in your bedroom and mom and dad didn't know. Not in like a bad way, but just in like you had a private space of this thing that was yours.
Yeah.
Versus now, like, if they get a cell phone before that time, like, they're not going to crave that as much.
It would have to be something specific. Like you said, like, yeah, I play on the weekends. I sit and I play the Zelda game, or I'll play a Zelda game because, like, it's a good game and I enjoy it. And I mean, how long would you say you would play? Like, you sit down maybe for like an hour and play it or
at least.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, versus the you know, national statistic of like people play a mobile game for 2 to 5 minutes at a time. Like it would have to be some sort of draw. I heard an opinion a little while ago, another podcast that I like, where somebody was pointing out like they were talking about like, is the console dead? Is this the blah blah blah? And they're like, maybe this, that, whatever. But ultimately, they're like, so, but Nintendo can make all the consoles they want, and people will go and buy it because there is something drawing them to it. Because they know, like, we've talked multiple times over, it's like Nintendo has that first party magic and amazing QA, and like, so everything comes out with the highest bit of polish, and it just draws people. It, like, people will go and buy, even though consoles may be dead, people will go and buy a Nintendo console,
right?
Because of whatever the hell,
because of that, because of that
nostalgia,
The game drawing them into it. They will make time on a weekend, like, oh yeah, I want to sit and I want to play this game, and they will own an independent piece of hardware just for that specific purpose. That's where I don't think the handheld is dead, but I think companies that are smart about it, i.e. somebody like, especially with somebody like Sony and Shuhei Yoshida like at the reins, is going to be smart about it. He's like, no, this has a place, but it's not a healthy market for it right now. We have to rethink how we would want to introduce it, because it's an expensive thing. Like, that kind of R&D is incredibly expensive.
How do you make a portable that's going to be viable for several years?
Yeah.
In a market where you get a new phone every year.
Yeah.
Right.
We are literally trading in our phones every year. And it's, I mean, arguably, like, you look at a handheld and it's like, well, it's still significantly more powerful than the phones that you would have in your hand, like the, you know.
But that's like the point and shoot camera argument of like, yeah, it's still a significantly better camera, but the camera that's with you and in your pocket and accessible within 3 seconds is going to win.
Right there, exactly. And it would have to be something structured, maybe marketing wise, like the people who are using handheld game consoles, the companies making them, they would have to understand that their sales margin would have to be small.
Didn't
one of
the systems try to integrate with their TV consoles? Isn't that a thing that happened to
Well, the Vita.
The Vita tried to have, like, you could play
You can play your PlayStation 4 on your Vita, for the most part. Right. Like, you can
stream it. But I think it's more like it has to complement it.
Right.
Because
there has to be... Then, in fact,
it has to be really kind and sweet.
PlayStation, you're looking good.
Have you lost weight? You're thinner.
Don't worry about that PS4.
Your boobs look great in that shirt.
Thank you.
That's why I wear it.
I just mean, like, I personally don't know anyone who only has a handheld console. Like, that's never their primary device. It's never their first purchased. In that sense, like, that demographic isn't interested in only portable handheld systems.
Yeah.
So in that, like, it needs to either integrate more, or it has to offer something that you want to do when you're not at home, or when somebody else is using your TV, just being piggybacked.
Even as much as I love mine, like, they won't be with me unless it's like I have like my briefcase, and it's like, well, I'm actually going to be away, or maybe I'm going to be waiting, or I'm going to have to do something where
it's like, you're going to the DMV. It's going, and you're like, I'm going to sit here for 8 fucking hours.
And I'm going to be, or it's like, oh, I'm going on a trip. Like, I went back to St. Louis for a little while. I was like, I'll throw the Vita in my bag with me, because I'll be on planes, I'll be at an airport and stuff like that. Like, I'll have
I don't want to talk to my parents.
I'm not going to talk to my parents.
I don't have to waste my battery life.
No. Yeah. I don't want to have to worry. And also, like, I mean, I stated many times before, it's like, I don't really. I mean, I'll play a couple like little puzzle or like shit games on mobile, but I don't really sit and play games on there like I do on a console, or even sometimes a PC function. So it's like that comes. It's become whereas when I was a kid, I remember the Game Boy Pocket came out and I was jubilant because it was like I can actually fit this thing in my pocket.
I want to just say that you have a lot of really good words tonight. Jubilant.
Well, jubilant.
I feel like he's
Death
not
no.
drinking as fast as he normally does.
I mean, I'm 4 deep here.
He's also sick.
He's so deep.
Way down there.
His balls are
so, does anybody think, like, it's really over?
No.
No.
No one thinks it's really over.
There's really, like,
there's no fat lady.
There's going to be somebody making a handheld console.
I think it's probably going to be Nintendo.
Yeah. I think Nintendo is always going to have a presence in the handheld market until Nintendo is dead.
Like, yeah.
I think that that's
which,
pretty much
how as we know, they can operate at a loss until 2050 and still have plenty of cash in the bank. So
they need like three more Fukushimas before they're going in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
They that was a tsunami with a nuclear power plant.
Oh. And then what happened?
A tsunami with a nuclear power plant in the tsunami. Yeah.
It's like
a tsunami that threw around.
It's like Sharknado, except a tsunami and a nuclear power plant instead of a shark and a tornado.
Were there sharks in the power plant?
Possibly.
Well, yeah. They would be wearing lab coats and running the power plant. With like glasses on.
It's Neptune's power plant!
Yeah, obviously.
Dr. Sharkenstein.
Sharkenstein.
Yeah.
He's got bolts in his neck and shit.
Yeah.
No, that's Sharkenstein's monster.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Get it.
Let's
right.
get technical.
Yeah. Who was also there? Was it just a taller shark? That's right. A taller shark.
Not a longer
shark. We measure sharks by height now.
Is that once from, like, reached chin the, to forehead?
Once they've reached the nuclear
how many hands high would that be?
Yeah.
37 at least.
Oh, yep, at least. Horses are not 47 hands tall.
That's you just math that shit.
Horses, okay. Podcast again, listeners.
Totally subjective.
Horses. Three of us say, like, we're putting out, I mean, 45 hands tall is a horse. And then
it depends on the hand.
You've got one girl over there.
Raccoon hands could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the unit of measurement. Is
tiny midget hands.
There's, we had them on
no offense
sticks.
To midget listeners.
How big is a hand?
Just your hands are small.
Approximately 4 inches.
Exactly.
There's any midgets out there that want to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Give or take 3 inches.
We're down to have a midget guest on the podcast?
I mean,
yeah.
Do
we
know,
already have
do
we know one every week?
Danny Gordon. No, he would be a troll.
Yeah. He does have a bridge. He does have a bridge.
He does have a bridge. Demands. Yeah,
stop
bones.
Walking over my bridge.
You haven't paid me.
Yeah. Don't you demand?
I need a very small goat.
Don't you actually need like answers to riddles?
You got to pay the troll toll if you want to get that voice hole.
Thank you. It's always sunny. Wow. You must first pay the troll toll if you want to get the boy's hole.
Wow.
I'm really glad your chair keeps making that noise.
It's definitely the chair.
It's called the poot noise.
Poot.
It sounds just like
it's
that.
Not his cavernous anus.
Cavernousness.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Cavernousness.
Stalactites, stalagmites. When they come together, it's called
the
column.
That's the jizz cave.
That's the other one?
I mean, maybe your cavernousness is a jizz cave. I don't know. I'm not judging.
It is.
Jizz cave. I like the thought of jizz cave is at the other end. Makes a lot more sense.
In your mouth?
Wait. No.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe.
No, yeah. I get it. I get it.
We're just going to keep going.
With the jizzing. In the mouth.
So we're just going to keep coming.
In the cave mouth.
We're not going to keep going.
It's a podcast.
First you come and then you go.
It
means mouth.
Nothing to contribute.
Faye, describe what's happening right now.
Yeah, and can you
summarize
outsider's view?
What's happening right now?
Yeah.
You're playing with the word come in various contexts as if it's a new word, but it's not a new word.
We prefer the word come text.
And
is that when you jerk off on your phone while you're trying to send a text message?
Or in a textbook at school. I never did that.
Like a tome?
Yeah.
Like a jerk tome?
Yeah.
Jerk tome.
Jerk tome.
None of us ever did
still
that.
Still just talking about ejaculate. Just repeated.
Ejaculio.
I want you to be the interpretive narrator overall. They're still talking about ejaculate.
Yep. Still.
What are
they
words?
Still talking about what comes out of their own dicks. As if it's a discovery.
That's like a double entendre.
Do you ever put it to use? Do you ever try to like glue something with it?
Oh, I thought you meant double entendre.
No,
I was going back to jizz, actually.
Like, do we actually try to do anything practical with our jizz? Well, I made a kid, so that must have been.
I mean more arts and craftsy. Like, do you glue things to the wall or
with
together?
Jizz?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
usually
like just tissue paper.
Yeah, like, do you make a little macaroni jewelry box?
I usually paste tissue together.
Bad origami. And
socks.
Crumpled
tissue. But then you just throw it away.
Stiff socks.
Yeah,
are you a launcher or a dribbler?
That you've been saving for a while. Just back under the bed.
For the sake it's of like narration, a submarine. Everyone is laughing very knowingly at the crunchy sock under the bed reference.
It's not really crunchy. It's crunchy. More just stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it stands up on its own.
Yeah. It's like as if you covered it in plaster of Paris.
If you tried to bend it, wouldn't it crunch?
Probably. Like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Let's not talk about cereal. But, yeah, like you start at the toe. And you just like slowly fill it up. Eat
Captain Crunch.
All the way. So you just nod it off and then go a little bit lower.
That literally was the first true jerking off motion, I believe, of the evening.
Danny.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
We're way behind.
Yeah.
If that's the first true one.
Something about being behind and a jerking off motion.
Jerking off
motion? I'm really off my game right
now.
Yeah,
why don't you have another beer?
Something's off. Something's off about tonight. I also feel like we're unresolved. So it's somewhere in our discussion.
Like all we right. haven't decided.
We haven't hit
portables something. Are dead, or if it's all mobile.
No, I don't feel. I feel like we're like no, they're not dead. But what are we missing?
They're missing like in a coma.
Maybe
they're like on life support. Maybe like
really, I feel
like
there's
is there anything right that now. Could like?
Yeah. What
the
would
girl
it?
Was stuck.
What would it take to make you want to carry around your cell phone and a gaming device?
That's a good question.
I feel like it depends, and we sort of touched on this. I think it depends on...
I'm touching it.
What situation... I know. Stop.
We've been touching on it.
Nope. Not gonna stop. Don't stop. That's the... That would be the second...
Yeah.
There we go.
True jerking off.
That was a double.
You're doing two at once.
Yeah.
Whether it was a person
into
with two
lap,
wieners...
Which I think is an interesting...
No, that was coming from me.
Oh, so you got two... Like, you have two dicks.
Yes.
I don't even know what to do with the one, much less two.
It's all very confusing.
One in the pink, one in the stink. It is not confusing at all. Everyone loves it.
What if they're side by side?
What if you're into dudes?
So they're just going this way? Then you go for the double wide. The trailer park.
Or you turn sideways.
You ever put two hot dogs in a single bun?
Only in the greatest days of your life. Correct answer is yes, Danny.
Sure, why not?
Okay, that's implying that most times, if he's getting laid, they're only utilizing one dick.
The real question is, what happens to the second one? Like, does it just get mashed to
watch his baby?
I feel like we've had the two-dick conversation before.
A couple times. It merits, obviously, it's brought back
up. I think the second one just watches TV.
Like, it just puts on, like reruns of TV or something?
Okay. Does it stay TV. Hard and, like, just really disappointed? Or
it,
does it
just,
or
does just, it like, is it just jamming into someone's thigh?
Its blood supply?
Yeah, does it contribute to the greater good, or does it stay hard? Does it come at the same time? And if it does it dribble or fire?
She gets to experience the, like, boner in her
you
back.
You keep saying she, like, it's gotta be a girl.
It doesn't
it's
have to be, sexy.
Yeah.
I am...
Faye?
Dude could Jesus just be Christ. Getting one in the butthole and one in the ballsack. I like, mean, just hard. It, like, not... That's probably like unpleasant. Hard.
I don't know. Just hard, with the right amount of stimulus. Right
one in the crack sack. And then one in the ass.
I'm just...
Just like the... What are those things
like
they used to, like, start a movie scene?
Yeah, take seven!
Yeah.
Both of dicks would smell awful.
Oh, yeah. They'd just be the just worst going smell the
ball
ever.
Also, you ruled out the going in the ball sack way too easily. Like, once stimulus is through the roof at that point, anything in the ball sack feels amazing.
We I mean, learned even something
I've heard.
About Ian.
All right.
He likes his ball sack played with. Write that down.
Roughly.
Danny, we don't need write to write it down. We recorded it.
Yeah, now we have audio.
But Ian's
proof.
In control of it. He could fucking delete it.
Oh, that's staying. That's staying.
He wants as many people to know about that as possible.
That's definitely staying in.
It's like a public service.
That's what she said.
He's a good Samaritan.
PSA.
Touch that's my balls.
Touch my balls. When other things are happening. Because otherwise it's just kind of like, man.
Yeah, when it's PSA. Just the balls, like...
Something
see?
In my ass
see?
And play
this
with
guy
my
knows
balls.
What I'm talking about.
But something in my ass about. And play with my balls.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom.
The more you know. Faye's not drinking enough.
Yeah, drink more, Faye.
I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine.
It's
we
fine.
Need to videotape these podcasts on occasion because that little look right there does not make sense over audio.
I think
I'm doing fine.
I think they'll know.
Shh, stop thinking.
Shh. I mean, I have no idea how to do that.
There you go.
It's a spirit.
That is a spirit.
All right. Gin. So.
What are we
mobile?
What are we missing? What are we missing
are
from this?
Dumb. And so are handheld consoles, apparently.
Wait.
Oh, it's
wait.
Snack time. Can you hear it?
Break them out.
Crinkling. The dogs assemble.
Oh, God.
Every dog is here.
Oh, God, I want some cookies.
Do you have cookies? We love cookies.
You guys let's can all, have an Oreo if you want one.
Let's all eat them right into the microphone.
Yeah, let's do exactly that thing.
Comfortably.
It's barely even showing up.
I'll increase the volume. I always forget how strangely good Oreos are until I have one.
So many chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, they're so delicious.
I still think my favorite thing is like they're vegan, i.e. nothing comes from an animal from it. But then there's the underlying question, like what the hell is in an Oreo?
What is it made of?
What the hell's in this thing?
I don't know.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. It's not mayonnaise.
It's flour.
Mayonnaise. We're missing a bit of drunken intelligence somewhere in here.
I guess I'm not quite sure what it is that you're going for here.
Also not posing like Hulk Hogan.
I don't know. I feel like we should stop and
take a picture of us all posing like Hulk Hogan?
Yes.
How are we going to take the picture?
What I don't know. I'll do my...
With a camera! Duh!
Yeah, fuck face.
You have a self timer. I don't understand how there's a problem.
I enjoy my balls being played with.
I just want to make that.
Yeah.
I can make
okay, just cut that out.
To be fair, yes. But to be fair, anyone with balls, like, who doesn't want someone to touch them?
Okay, but you're
but
also
just
but
they gotta
only
be
if something
the
else
right
is
way.
Happening.
Yeah. Sorry? What?
Yeah.
Only
was,
if something else
the,
is happening.
The scenario was something's in my ass. You should probably play with my balls. That was the scenario.
I'm gonna write that song.
Something's in my ass.
That's a number one hit record.
I don't know what it is.
A number one record. Play that for Johnny Ive. This.
I feel like Michael McDonald would sing that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He'd sing the shit out of
it. No. That. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. He wouldn't just sing that. He would sing the shit out of it. That would be.
Oh yeah. It would.
It's his song now. It's his song. I would be in the audience as the writer, but just at single tears. It's his song now. It's his. It's not mine anymore.
Keep going.
Don't stop.
No, but kind of what I was thinking was like, I feel like we're just
speaking
missing.
Speaking of balls.
Is there anything we were missing? I just feel like we did say that we were missing
intelligence. Which I thought
drunken intelligence.
I think that that's pretty frequent.
I don't think we're missing it. We just usually have like other. I feel like we just cover the
like
topic.
Further insights?
A little too quickly.
So, all right. Really, the question here is what's the deal with handheld consoles? Right?
I guess, like, what
thanks,
does the
Jerry Seinfeld.
Look like?
Right, so.
It's probably small.
You think so?
After the Game Boy Micro.
Here's a good.
But phones are getting bigger.
Which is weird. Would it. And we've seen phones and handhelds, Nokia and Gage, be combined together in the past and not do well. Was it simply because they were poorly designed? I mean, could we see somebody?
I think they weren't.
Could
great
we see a Samsung something?
Yeah,
right. It wasn't a great phone, and it wasn't.
And it wasn't a great game console.
I think the problem is that they're trying to put this hardware into one device, but trying to. Keep it at a price point that competes with both.
Right.
And I think that in itself might be an issue. Like, you're either going to need to make it prohibitively expensive for most people, or, you know, you don't put in as many cool bells and whistles that would make it desirable. I think that's the inherent flaw in that whole idea.
Because I think for somebody like me, it's like, if there was some sort of tactile button system, like a useful tactile button system, I would probably be playing a lot more games on my phone. Simply because, like, there's a lot of times, like, there's a lot of good adventure-style games out there that I just get frustrated with because...
Because you have to put your big oaf hands?
Yeah, I have giant oaf hands. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really giant oaf hands.
Happy to chime in.
Well, and there's even the point, too, where it's like, you almost kind of lose like where your control is because you're just touching a screen. You're guessing where it's supposed to be.
I'm also one of those people that like playing Mario Kart requires me to like turn and lean. And when you try to do the video game on the phone, it literally rotate the screen that. Or it tries to like move the
controls. Well, thanks to motion controls now, like that happens on all the
and
consoles.
And so like I've never not it's gotten just, frustrated with a game on my phone that requires me to use the screen as controls.
Yeah, there's or just even like from a muscle memory perspective, like you have a D-pad and buttons, like you know, like this is where I'm like, this is how I'm supposed to interact with this.
But you use touch so much on a D-pad, like you can tell when you're in the middle.
Exactly. Like you have, it's almost like a compass rose for your muscle memory of like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is like,
you can't do that on a flat piece of glass.
Right. Because you inevitably will move out of its target region.
Like push your thumb too far and then now it stops actually interacting with the controls or now you're blocking something you're trying to look at the same time.
Exactly. And I can't tell like, I might, or if there's a button system, like I might be thinking I'm pressing in the A equivalent, and it's not. I'm pausing the game.
Right.
Like, apparently, that's the start button. Great. I'm gonna move my thumb again. So I would definitely be the kind of person in the market if obviously if it was well designed, if there was something that had some sort of tactile button feedback. But I think the whole of this discussion is kind of coming down to like the mobile market has revealed like where the gap was between people who just kind of quickly play a game, like, oh, I'm just going to play a game to pass some time or to do something, versus people who want to sit down to play a video game, to take it in, as previous podcasts and previous discussions, like, as if I'm reading a book. Mm-hmm. Like, my favorite games are the ones that draw me into it and tell me a story and make me part of it or make me choose how the story is going to go and operate.
I used to come home from school every day and watch my brother play Metal Gear Solid. Like,
oh,
I have never played that game, but I have seen the entire series played all the way through. Yeah. And I would get so mad at him if I came home and he was already fucking playing, because he would never tell me what I missed. So, like, I get that part of it, where, like, I was as, like, I literally have never played that game, but I watched it for hours. Like, way longer than you watch a movie.
It drew you into it. Like, I always think of the fight with Psycho Mantis. Anytime somebody talks about like drawing, because that there was just something like
weird and ethereal,
and then just also like
incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, and then like totally Kojima, where it's just kind of like, oh, plug the controller into the other port, you fucking asshole,
brilliant
bastard. Why didn't I think of that? And where the hell is I going with this, Danny?
Know.
Danny, take it away.
Oh no, dude, separate like mobile market has kind of revealed that gulf between the two, where previously you had X million Game Boy or DS owners, and you would just see people like you'd see them as sales numbers, but in reality, it's like this maybe massive chunk of people would play like Nintendogs. And
there was not a massive chunk of people that played Nintendogs.
Yeah, but
I sold a lot of that shit.
That was really popular.
We had
when
a
it
lot left
out.
On the shelf when I was working at Best Buy.
I think it was a big thing for a very short period of time.
It was
like a Tamagotchi.
But might have been playing.
It was a Tamagotchi.
What?
Good point, Fane James. Twice.
Wait, what?
Did you literally just not hear him say
no.
that like right before you said it?
No, not even a little bit.
He's eating Oreo.
That's why you got a
Tamagotchi!
I just ate my...
Thanks, Faye.
Yeah, well, I have snacks, so I'm fine over here.
It's the first time our podcast has had snacks on them.
You're welcome.
No, I brought burritos last time. We ate those before the podcast.
You didn't bring burritos this time, though, we noticed.
You guys know what I could go for right now.
You should see yourself
a burrito.
A fucking second dick besides the one that's in your ass hitting against your ball sack repeatedly?
As long as something's in my ass.
Slap them balls.
Go nuts on the nuts.
Oh, no way. Not too hard.
Go cashews on my pralines.
Yes. Very much so.
I'm just saying,
anywho, summary.
Pralining is like a candy.
The mobile market.
Of nuts, not a type of nut.
Faye, why do you have to ruin everything?
Are they made out of walnuts?
What are what? What?
What are pralines made out of if pralines is a process? Didn't you just say there it's a process?
Isn't that like the candy and...
Like a candy coated thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if pralines are
That's how they're served.
No, I think like...
What are pralines made out of?
Like, I think you could have almonds and praline cashews.
No. God,
I think...
Nope.
No, okay. Only cashews.
No, they're not cashews.
What are they?
They're pralines.
Praline is not a kind of nut?
Danny is jerking off again.
I'm jerking off to look on the internet.
And I helped.
Danny is kindly looking up what the word praline means and whether it's a unique type of nut or a process to candy coat the nut.
No speaking until he finds it.
Everyone just pure silence. Praline is a form of confectionery containing at a minimum nuts and sugar. Cream is a common third ingredient. There are two main types. French pralines, a firm combination of almonds and Wikipedia.
Firm being a good word.
A firm combination.
French pralines, a firm combination of almonds and caramelized sugar. And American pralines, a softer, creamier combination of syrup, pecans, hazelnuts, or almonds with milk or cream.
Okay, we're just going to ignore the fucking almonds?
Pecans. That's French. We're going to ignore it.
Fine.
I didn't say pecans at any point, and no one pointed that out, by the way.
I don't know what's going on.
I was adamant that pralines were a type of nut.
In my defense, I have no idea what's happening
right
now.
It's like a bark.
We're talking about your dick and balls and things in your ass.
And there we go. Thank you.
Getting uppercutted
and stuff going nuts on your nuts. I said praline.
So you can.
Yeah, like that.
I said cashew on my pralines. And then somebody said that wasn't an accurate metaphor.
Okay, I appreciated the joke, but it wasn't two different kinds of nuts.
Yeah, I think what this comes back to is James was wrong.
Yeah.
Does anyone else want their balls covered in candied?
I mean, who doesn't, really?
Sugar. That's so painful.
And cream.
I don't get a yeast infection.
Is something else happening?
Yeah, you should.
And I'm all for it. Yeah. We have established this thing.
All right, Ian wants any and all things to happen to his balls. As long as something else is in his ass.
Or just, not even there.
No, no, no. Just burning sugar.
Hey, look, don't
start
push me
at least
right?
with like a
don't sugarcoat this unless something's in your ass. Then you sugarcoat
my balls. Go nuts. Little cream French praline balls.
You're really underestimating almonds. The temperature that sugar brings.
Nah, it's fine. There's so many Scorch calluses and
yeah.
So much scar tissue.
Raisin. It's like the it's like the height of a baseball down there. What's going on? Yeah.
Just growing. Like an old gnarled baseball, just like from the Sandlot. That pile of baseballs that are in the dog's yard. What, yeah,
they're sponsored by Rawlings. Like. Yeah,
like the Sandlot.
Like
way to ruin that childhood film.
Yep. Especially when the dog he has that one at the end and it falls out of his mouth and it's covered in slobber.
Yeah,
this guy
right here. I'm pointing to myself, dear listeners.
Jerk enough.
Danny.
Here I go.
We didn't say Sabrina that time. Usually when somebody
Sabrina.
Says listeners,
it's implied.
We Sabrina. All imply
I like that we've pluralized listeners. That's nice.
Well, my unborn child is forced to listen while my wife is listening.
Does she put the headphones on? This
is positive podcast.
Don't be this when you grow up.
Please don't turn out like your father.
Shooting for the stars here. At any rate, I think something that I was kind of trying to say, maybe, I don't know, a little while ago was...
Are you back on the ass and balls thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll get there.
I had to think about that, but no. The mobile market revealed...
You just want buttons.
The gap between...
We want a better physical connection to the device that we're using.
Right. So, if somebody were to come along with it, but at the same time, I don't know if that would sell to the mass market. What happened?
I think that
James is just laughing.
Yeah, so I saw them both like smiling. I was like, I totally.
I just looked
something.
Over and James is grinning like an idiot.
I was thinking about physical connections.
Let's get physical.
Yeah.
Physical. Danny.
All right.
there's gonna be some chafing.
Oh yeah. There's gonna be some more chafing.
S'more chafing.
S'more chafing.
Marshmallows and graham crackers. And
yeah, melty chocolate.
Some nice chafed s'mores. You know what always sounds terrible? Like, whenever you're at a buffet and they're like, this is a chafing dish.
You know what always sounds terrible when you're at a buffet? Famous last words.
I feel like
if I put my balls in there,
might if I just dip them in there.
So, wait, for the third time,
no,
no.
You have unless to put something in your
that's a gravy boat.
Something has to go in your anus.
You can't put your balls in the gravy boat unless the serving spoon is in your ass.
Well, this is the worst birthday party ever. This is the worst seventh birthday party ever.
I've been to a lot of these things, and by far this is the worst one. Nice face, kid.
I'll be in the bounce house, you dicks.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Bobby.
We need to hang out at more 7-year-olds' birthday parties.
I don't think you do.
I don't think we should go to any.
No. I think maybe you should.
We are not. I was actually going to try to say something that contributed to this, but I don't remember what it was.
But we had to, we ussed ourselves all over that one. Everywhere. Do we need to rewind?
Nah, it's probably fine.
It's probably fine.
Well,
in conclusion.
Okay, it derailed that physical connection, in case you're wondering. That derailed.
Oh, improvements. There we go. Improvements to mobile gaming, I think, like, if we're looking at how can we try to bridge the gap between a handheld console and a mobile gaming on a communications device, I think that...
it's a phone.
Oh, is it? Thanks, James.
Why do we call that mobile? Why is that a mobile platform compared to a handheld platform?
It's just the parlance of our times,
Faye. Okay. I mean, I can accept that as an answer. I just didn't know if there was maybe...
I think that is the literal answer because it was a mobile phone and that just kind of...
Well, it's got to be... I'm guessing if there's a technical definition, it's got to be with network.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
More than likely. And then the cultural... nomenclature for it just merged with the technical, and so you have.
Do you appreciate mobile. His use of nomenclature?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
I'm waiting for Zeitgeist.
Yeah, he's used that once on one podcast before.
Zeitgeist. It's a good one. It's a good one. Oh, it's a good one.
That's a good one.
Fucking Bobby, bounce house. I hate that shit. So, do you think if I almost kind of think if like a company like let's say Samsung were to come out with a phone and they would be like, oh, and then we have this version of the Galaxy that has a controller built into it. I feel like that would almost be the revelatory point for this exact discussion because you would see like its sales would be like maybe like Galaxy sales as a whole are really huge, but then like maybe this like 15% of it are this one with a built-in controller. And that would be kind of like pointing out, like, here's the set of people who actively sit down and want to play video games on their phone. And that would be that same crowd who before had the Game Boys and the Vitas and were playing.
Does it have to happen as an entire, like, portable, an entire phone? Or does it have? Could it be like an accessory?
Right. So I was gonna say, what if you just had a separate controller that was maybe specific to the game developer? So like Nintendo had a controller, or Sony had a controller that would interface with your mobile device, and then somehow that controller was where these games you were able to install.
You already have stuff like that, like there's cases and shit that you can connect to your phones, but like that's extra bullshit that I got to carry around.
Right, and they don't work well. That's
the whole downside.
Yeah, that's the whole discussion from this point is like people, like the average person, like just like I have to have the thing in my pocket. Now I got to carry this extra crap on it.
Right,
there'd have to be something creatively built, or you know, like maybe some of that. Showed up at the CES like 2 or 3 years ago, I think, where like the display would actually raise. Like you could actually have raised letter typing on it. So it's like you'd have like a tactile feedback. So maybe something like that would be kind of cool. I can't remember the name of the technology
I think that going back to sort of towards the beginning of this discussion, one of the biggest flaws is your hands, like the control surface is the same surface that you were trying to look at. So your hands are just in the way inherently
yeah.
for whatever the frick game it is you're trying to play. And that's frustrating. It's a shitty experience.
Yeah. Especially for those of us with ogre hands?
Oaf hands.
Oaf hands. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ogre face, oaf hands.
Ogre face.
Less graceful than an ogre.
Troll balls.
Ogre face. Oafish. Yeah. Troll balls. Tinkerbell dick.
Tinkerbell doesn't have a dick.
It has dust that comes out of it. Magical dust that makes you fly.
Golden dust.
Get on it.
I was hoping for that cough noise.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
That was really good. Nice imagery.
Thank you. So there, we solved it. Is right. Inhale dead? I don't know, maybe. Whatever. What the fuck?
I don't know. Fuck you.
Fuck you. You heard it here first, dear people.
All right, so who's going to take us out? James?
I have to pee.
Well, then you better hurry up and get the conclusion correct.
Here. You should have said something.
No, it's been fine. Keeps
you what?
Me awake.
Keeps me awake.
What do you have to do?
Glad to hear the podcast is enthralling you.
You want to have like a race or something? How does that work?
A pee race?
I don't know.
No, you can't. You can't participate.
So many more things than you do.
It's fucking ladies.
Yeah, your bathroom's right out there. She actually has to go to a room.
I was thinking about just opening the door and just peeing out.
And
just
standing in the doorway and just peeing out the doorway.
Okay. So like.
So we'll go around the table.
So hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm James. If you care at all, you can find me on Twitter at. What am I called? Doo-doo monster.
You're the doo-doo monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then over there, the one who's constantly jerking off.
He's been doing it nonstop the entire podcast.
I'm Danny, and I have actually changed my Twitter handle.
Oh, shit. Oh, we don't know what it is. This is the big reveal, folks.
It's not misspelled mustache.
Yeah, it's not misspelled curly mustache anymore. Now it's at strongest kung fu.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've seen your kung fu. It's not...
It's not that strong, but I couldn't. Mediocre. I tried to put something stronger, like my kung fu, or shorter, like my kung fu is not strong, but it was taken over.
So try to put something way longer too, like
so. For my kung fu is not strong.
Yeah. So hey, welcome. Hope you get some followers out there because you took my fucking Twitter handle.
And then there's
so,
this other guy with a beard.
Yeah, who's that
also
guy?
Also a beard.
I'm the Spacian.
And also, what's your name?
Ian. The Space Ian.
No, it was legal.
I'm Ian Greer, and you can find me at The Space Ian. And by the way, we never mentioned it. You can also find us at The Bit Pub. Just want to throw that out there because we
never mentioned that ever again.
We never mentioned that.
Yeah. May we never speak of it again.
And that is it. This is one time.
We have a special guest.
We what?
Wait, who?
Well, special meaning.
Well, we have a guest.
You, me, Danny, and
Faye. Special being like super dumb.
We have a
you, me, Danny, and Faye, who's our special guest.
I am.
Oh, Jay!
We like to thank James for being here.
But
who was the latest of the four?
But there's that Faye right over there.
Hey, there's
that
one.
Hi,
Faye. Who are you? And where do we find you?
Also, what's your name?
My name is Faye. You can find me on the internet at FaceTime, spelled F-A-Y.
See, it's bullshit.
Because it's punny on my own name.
I'm not the one that has to explain this to my Twitter handle anymore.
That's all. Talked me into coming here. I've been drinking on an empty stomach.
Thanks for coming here, Faye.
And eating Oreos. I know. I needed that.
She's been drinking. You were drinking gin and tonic. Like, you were way more classy than we were this entire night.
Well,
drink gin and tonic, and what was the first thing you had?
Spiced pear liqueur with cinnamon tea.
I know, but we're bringing it up again. Because everybody else has obviously been drinking while they've been listening to this.
Yeah, you better have. God damn it.
Maybe you should start counting your drinks and have people keep up.
I can count. 1, 2, 3.
I mean, as you go.
Nothing nothing past that.
We're on number 4. Number 4.
All right. So this set is...
This has been.
And we this is Lisbon.
I was just there.
I know.
That's good.
What?
Go ahead. You're doing great, Danny. You're doing great.
Danny has officially given up on you.
This is... And we have been...
Close.
Something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something like a bit drunk.
Yay! That'll work. Cheers!
We don't cheers.
I'm not participating.
I thought we did.
No, we cheers at the beginning.
All right.
Beginning.